Opponents of a new French law legalising marriage for same-sex couples are vowing to continue their campaign one day after France became the 14th country to pass the controversial legislation. A bill which also allows for adoption by same-sex couples passed by 321 votes to 225 in the French Parliament yesterday, amid heated debate and protests both in and outside the National Assembly building. French President François Hollande is expected to sign the bill once it has cleared any constitutional challenges. But a broad coalition of opponents, including the Catholic Church, says it will continue contesting the legislation and is planning further demonstrations. Tugdual Derville is a spokesman for the opposition movement and a leader of the Alliance Vita pro-life organisation.
Moi, ce que je vois naître, c'est un vrai réveil de la France, de ceux qui sont soucieux que le plus vulnérable.
He says this movement marks the birth of a real reawakening in France of those who are concerned that the most vulnerable people, children, the aged, the handicapped, remain a priority for economic and social policies. Today, he says, we see English-speaking companies offering to provide same-sex couples in France with children at a cost of $100,000. This is deeply shocking to us, he adds.
Ça nous choque profondément. Et nous voyons que c'est le moment d'ouvrir un débat pour ce que j'appelle l'écologie humaine.
It is time, Derville says, to open a serious discussion about what we call human ecology, aimed at recognizing, protecting and transmitting to future generations the truth about our human procreation, our birth from one man and one woman. Beyond the very public protests, he says, the movement will continue to promote serious reflection and the development of a culture at the service of all human beings. I'm Philippa Hitchin.